Morgan's AM. Another round of record highs for US equity markets. Federal Reserve in focus.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
Benchmark US equity indices pushed further into record territory overnight, logging a fourth straight session of record closing highs, the longest such streak since the 5th of October 2017. The Dow was up 105 points or 0.3% to a record closing high just above 36,157, recovering from an earlier 160-point slide. The broader S&P 500 rose 0.7% to also log a record settlement just above 4,660. Technology-centric Nasdaq rose just over 1% to an all-time high of 15,811. The small capitalisation Russell 2000 index also joined the party with a 1.8% gain to a record closing high just above 2,404. The Federal Reserve concluded their latest monetary policy meeting earlier this morning Australian time and said it will begin trimming its monthly bond purchases by $15 billion per month in November, with plans to end them in 2022. But the central bank held to its belief that high inflation would prove transitory and likely not require a fast rise in interest rates. Fed Chair Jerome Powell hosted a post-meeting press conference and said it is possible that the US job market may have improved enough by the middle of next year to be considered at maximum employment, a key hurdle to clear for the central bank to consider increasing interest rates. In US corporate earnings, CVS Health Corp rose 5.7% after the drugstore chain and pharmacy benefits manager exceeded consensus earnings and revenue forecasts for the most recent quarter, getting a boost from increased demand for COVID testing and vaccinations. MGM Resorts advanced after the Las Vegas-based casino and hotel operator swung to a profit in the third quarter from a loss a year earlier, after revenue bounced back as the coronavirus pandemic situation improved, allowing travel and leisure activities to resume. Qualcomm rose over 5% in extended trading after the chipmaker posted record fiscal fourth quarter profit and sales. However, Roku dropped sharply in extended trading after the company reported a slowdown in new active accounts for its streaming services in the third quarter. US economic data, the ADP private payroll report, recorded the addition of 571,000 jobs in October, exceeding economists' forecasts for an increase of 400,000. Data for September was revised lower to record 523 jobs added instead of the initially reported 568,000. The ADP report is a precursor to Friday night's key non-farm payrolls report for October. Elsewhere, the Institute of Supply Management's Non-Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index jumped to a reading of 66.7 in October, the highest since the series began in 1997 and up from a reading of 61.9 in September. The survey's measure of prices paid by services industries climbed to 82.9 from a reading of 77.5 in September. And finally, factory orders increased 0.2% in September against economists' forecasts for an unchanged reading. European bourses logged modest gains, with steep falls for the oil and gas sector down 3%, offset by gains for the basic resources sector, which gained 1%. That left the pan-European Stoxx 600 index 0.4% higher. Germany's DAX inched 0.03% higher, France's CAC added 0.3%. European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde told an event in Lisbon overnight that the ECB is very unlikely to hike interest rates in 2022, as inflation remains too low, pushing back market expectations. London's FTSE 100 eased 0.4% ahead of the Bank of England's latest monetary policy meeting tonight, Australian time. Heavyweight oil stocks weighed on the index following sharp falls on crude markets. Base metals were weaker across the board. Copper eased 0.6% to be trading around $4.28 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel dropped 2.5%, aluminium with a 1.6% decline, and zinc was down 0.8%. The China Caixin Services Purchasing Managers Index, which tends to focus on small to medium-sized enterprises, climbed to 53.8 in October from 53.4 in September, according to data released yesterday. Benchmark spot iron ore steadied, rising $4.33 or 4.5% to climb back above $100 per metric tonne at $100.10 a metric tonne. Gold futures dropped $25.50 or 1.4% to $1,763.90 an ounce. Oil prices fell sharply ahead of a meeting between the Organisation of Petroleum Exporting Countries and their key producing allies tonight, Australian time, and with the latest official weekly inventory data recording a larger-than-expected build in US crude inventories for a second week in a row. WTI fell $3.05 or 3.6% to $80.86 a barrel. Brent lost $2.73 or 3.2% to $81.99 a barrel. The Energy Information Administration reported that US crude inventories rose by 3.3 million barrels for the week ended the 29th of October, much larger than the 300,000 barrel increase forecast by analysts. Oil futures extended their declines in Wednesday's electronic trading session after a Bloomberg report said talks surrounding an Iran nuclear deal will resume in Vienna on the 29th of November. US 10-year Treasury yields rose 3.1 basis points to be trading around 1.58%. Yields rose across the board, but despite those moves, the yield curve flattened further after the Fed's policy update. The gap between the 5 and 30-year Treasury yields contracted to 79.8 basis points, a level not seen since the 16th of March 2020, according to Tradeweb. The Australian dollar is buying around 74.6 US cents this morning. Balance of trade figures for September and a final reading of retail sales for September headline today's Australian Economic Calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.